Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition, hump day edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Present.
Well, that's good.
You never know until you chime up. Saw the gets in the car park. I thought, yes. Oh, we're on today.
I'm in.
Good on you.
Good to see
Feeling
you,
good?
Mate.
Thank you, guys.
We've got a lot of ground to cover on today's program, guys. Hugh Jackman shits me. I guarantee you we'll get to it today. I want to address this head on. What other blokes are making us all look stupid?
Because they're so damn good.
We're going to take your calls.
We've got a new segment we like to call What a Dick.
What a Dick.
Hey, do you like that, Dave?
I like it.
And if people have been behaving like a bit of a dick, we're going to call them out on it, and we're going to get you to get involved.
That's
have
right.
you been a bit of a dick? We'll give you two or three examples straight off the bat.
All right.
That'll
now,
get the ball rolling.
A woman who used to work for Robert De Niro, just in a film company, has recently been sacked. Do you know why? She allegedly binge-watched the full series of Friends at work. Now, there's a lot of hours of Friends to watch.
Was it worth it, is my question.
Was it worth it? Yeah. And can you, do you ever do anything like this at work?
Wow, that's exactly right. How do you waste time at work?
Wow.
That'd be great fun. I've got a question for you, Jane Kennedy. Everyone talks about the bro code.
Yeah.
Is there a girl code?
My word, there is.
There is a girl code. We're going to get to the bottom of that because there's a couple of incidents in the news. I want to canvass your opinion on.
There's been a terrible celebrity breakup,
It's a bit sad all around.
Yeah.
But I want to put it through the girl code test.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Hey, our guest today is Lemo.
Oh, brilliant.
Who's in Utopia on air tonight on the ABC.
Yes.
This is at the pointy end of Australian-produced comedy
and
drama.
Wait.
It's unbelievable.
Been waiting forever.
It's a TV event. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Much more to get through.
It's very busy.
Yes.
Yeah. Today.
Very
good. It's been very busy work.
You're not busy. You are the least.
I'm flat chat.
You know, all I've heard about you, I'm moving house this week. I've got five children. I've got to do all this. And then I've seen what you've been up to. It is seriously, I don't know.
I was doing it to make my children happy.
How much spare time do you
have? I have no spare time.
Tell everyone what you've been doing. And I've seen the pictures. Can we post the pictures?
Oh, sure.
We'll
get them up on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook.
Do you find the time?
Just before I left the house to come to work, I had a delivery of food and I ordered some cookies and some lollies. And I thought, you know how the Kardashians put them in glass jars and they all look neat and sort of styled?
Yeah. Layered or something.
Yeah, all that. Mm. Oh, well, I just thought I'd do that. So when the kids come home, they go, oh, wow, that looks cool.
So you've left the jars on the bench.
Yes.
But you've styled all the cookies. So you've got Oreo cookies on one level.
Chocolate chip cookies in another jar.
And then, Monte Carlos above that.
And then I've got mixed
lollies. So it looks like sedimentary rock or something. It looks like a bit of... Who does that? Well, apart from the Kardashians.
Well, they have stylists
who don't have proper
that.
Jobs. But.
No, they don't do it themselves.
So are you like a Kardashian? Is that you model your lifestyle? Is that
no?
What
I'm saying I'm like the stylist who works for the Kardashians.
So if I come around to your house and go, oh, look at that jar of cookies. Can I have one? Or will you tap my hand? You smack my hand and go, they're not for eating. Yes. That's for looking.
It's not for decoration, but it is.
Can I mess them up? Could I shake it up?
I like the good towels, aren't they?
They are like the good towels. And the designer tea towels that come out when you have a dinner party and your crappy ones go back in the drawer.
That's right. I've told you my dinner party trick, haven't I?
Well, no.
Well, I always just, because I do nothing, absolutely nothing at any dinner party. Yeah. They're rare as hen's teeth in my house, by the way. But what I didn't do just beforehand, I emerged from the kitchen with a tea towel over one shoulder. And the immediate inferences I've been...
You've been cooking there. In the kitchen.
And I go, all right, everyone, it's just about ready. No, I never claim it. I never claim it.
Yeah.
But people just obviously go straight to, oh, gee, Mick, I wonder what Mick's been up.
He's been so busy. What an amazing cook.
Flat out draining half a bottle of ouzo. That's what he's been doing out in the kitchen.
Well, I think my kids are going to be in for a treat when they get home, but they...
And what if they don't notice it? Yeah. What if they don't notice
they
the cookies?
They will.
Oh, come on.
They will because it's not often that we have treats like that in the kitchen. Not often at all.
That's
it's usually
awesome.
Just barbecue
what if
shapes
you come home
and
they're half
apple.
Eaten. What if you come home and it's just a few crumbs in the bottle of
you know
a jar
what?
That we moved around?
I don't mind because, you know, sometimes you just do that. I don't mind. I'll buy some more.
What are you, a feeder? You're trying to fatten up your kids, are you?
So you heard of diabetes?
No, I've told them there's a rule.
Type 2.
They're only allowed to visit the jars.
Probably have a foot cut off this time next week.
They're allowed to visit the jars twice.
Jars. They're allowed to visit them. Well, now you're just encouraging binging.
No, twice only.
If you told me that, I'd be like Cookie Monster.
No, but they're only allowed to take 2 lollies at a time.
Well, now it's a Cromwellian regime. I mean, make up your mind. What are you doing?
Jeez.
So now you're putting them out there and denying them.
You're saying I'm bad. Is this bad parenting?
So this is like the, what's the house you go to in the fairy tales?
Oh, the gingerbread house.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but it's called the...
Oh, Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. It's like you are.
Yeah.
You're well, like the old witchy poo.
Better stick them in an oven.
Well, what a surprise you'd call me the witchy poo.
No, I don't mean, no, isn't who owns the house?
Yeah, some old witch.
Well, but that's what you're doing. I see your house, your new house that you've just
moved
into.
You can't do it to your own children.
Has a Hansel and Gretel house.
You can't do it to your own kids.
And you sit there, witch-like, with your bowls.
Can't I just give a surprise?
With your jars.
That's all it is.
With your jars
I'm going to give the photo to post. I'm going to send it to James. It's just not too big a deal. It's 3 jars.
Let it go. Don't get overexcited.
Why don't you? You're just pissed off I didn't bring it in for you.
Yeah, that would have been a nice touch. All right.
We're away. All thanks to HSV, the new series to HSV Sports Cat. Play hard.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Limo is going to join us in the second hour. You are listening to Kennedy Molloy. And I believe, Mick, it's time to do this.
What a dick.
What a dick. And as we said, will be coming on shortly. He's a dick. He's turned 50.
Yes.
He's one of 2 things have happened here. Either he's not having a 50th birthday party. What a dick.
Yeah.
You got it? Sting him.
What a dick.
Or he's had it and I wasn't invited.
And I wasn't invited.
Well, that's
and you weren't invited,
well, nothing.
Dave.
Didn't hear a thing. Thanks, Limo. What a dick.
What a dick.
I like this segment already.
Me too.
This is great. Can I start?
Yeah.
Please, go ahead.
Pauline Hanson is set...
What a dick.
He's set to climb Uluru today.
What a dick.
Now... You know what?
Well, it must be closing in on the last time. You know, how many days or to go when you're not allowed to do it?
Really? Is that what you wanted to do? Is that on your bucket list, Pauline
Hanson?
It would
not have been in a million years on a bucket list.
So what is your motive? So, okay, we get that you don't like Indigenous people, but do you have to go out of your way to antagonise them or to challenge them and to go, I'll show you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to climb. I'm going to do something I would never have done. It would never have occurred to me to do to make my stupid white point, which, come on. You know, even if you like Pauline Hanson, if people like her views
that's
or
fine
they don't.
If you do.
I don't care who you are.
Did the elders give permission?
Well, they probably would because... That's their nature.
Well, they have to do it to everyone.
They haven't got any
drama.
That's
disappointing.
Why? You've only got so much time on this planet. You've only got so much energy. Good on you, Pauline. You're a real game changer. And you've really made your point. Oh. And I can't wait to hear through gritted teeth how good it is on the other side that you feel having done that.
Yeah, good one. You must feel good about that.
All right, what a dick.
What a dick.
What have you got?
Well, am I going to do these
you
ones?
You can. Go for it.
All right. George Pell.
What a dick.
Okay.
Well,
that's even more than a dick. He's a convicted pedophile. There you go. How's that sound?
And in the Court of Appeal today, no one set him free. In fact, the judge said, see ya. You're back in. So he's only got one way to...
High Court
is the
only one left. But can I say this, and I listened to the testimony. This is probably the biggest news story in the world as it went down today.
Yeah.
It was being streamed live, the judgment. And what the point I liked about the judgment, because honestly, like all of us, our hands are in our hearts going, my God, I felt he might get off here. But they said with the testimony was truthful. The testimony to us smacked of truth, and for that reason alone. So well done. Now, Jane, this is my beef with the Catholic Church. What did you tell me the other day?
And
I can't believe this. I've been stewing on this.
It's really actually quite distressing, and it might distress people if you have any issues with this, so you might not want to listen. But Archbishop Peter Comensoli, he's been in the job for 12 months, and he's Melbourne's most senior Catholic figure.
Yeah.
He has said that he would risk jail time rather than report child sexual abuse revealed in confession.
Well, you know what I want to say? I can't say it on radio. But,
yeah, I know.
But F you. So, and F your stinking church.
Now, at this time,
is a disgrace.
Is that not the time when you go, we might have to reconsider all the laws, in inverted commas, of the church, how that can possibly override the...
I know so many good Catholics.
The safety of a child.
I know so many good Catholics, but your church is being run by disgusting
really
people.
It's really, really.
And if that's his, stance, he should be. Surely he's breaking. His laws are separate to the laws everyone else.
But this
works
has been
under.
The problem with the church. This is the problem with religion. There are religions who put their laws above the laws that everybody else has to abide by.
Parents, I can only say this. Please do not take your children to the Catholic Church. Please do not get them involved in the Catholic Church. If anything happens to them, it won't be reported. If it is, the church won't report it.
Well, this is basically what the Archbishop is saying. I mean, how can that be possible in today after everything that the church has gone through? And I feel sorry for anybody in the Catholic Church running the PR who's trying to change that around.
George Pell is still going to court with his collar on too, so he hasn't been derobed or whatever it is.
Deregistered or whatever.
Deregistered that happens. All right, that took a bit of a serious turn.
It did,
yes.
Have you made a dick yourself? Yes. By nature, should be a little lighter.
Yes.
Give us a call, 133353, if you can lighten the mood. But I'm glad you told because that's the most terrible story I've heard.
I just think
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
What relevance do you have? Please don't send your children there.
All right, Dave.
All right,
we'll come back and we'll move on.
Nominate someone or yourself, perhaps, 133353.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What a dick.
What a dick.
Let's make a round down the shallow end of the pool for a bit,
shall we? Which
is our natural habitat.
All right. That's
have you got a... 133353. We've got some calls lined up. We'll get to you in just a minute. Keep them coming. Has someone made a bit of a dick? Paul and Hanson climbing Uluru.
What a dick.
Exactly. All right. The person... in South Australia, who put a nail in a punnet of strawberries and put a nail in a strawberry. Dick. What a dick.
Terrible.
Okay, you've got to give up this fixation about strawberries.
Well, hang on.
To you, the
Let's
strawberry
hear what
is
happened.
The king.
Katie Rose Pittam, she's the lady.
Oh, well, there's your strawberry. A hyphenated Katie Rose Pittam.
Katie Rose Pittam of South Australia.
Pulled up in her sarm and said, what's happened to my punnet of strawberries?
Well, she told Channel 9 News a story. Let's have a listen to her.
I didn't actually see it when I cut it. Like, I didn't feel the knife hit it. But I was cutting it long ways, and when I threw it in, I kind of noticed something shining. I guess I'm just lucky that I was cutting them up that morning and I didn't bite into it, because I normally wouldn't cut my strawberries.
But normally you get the help to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
See,
you love your strawberries.
I love my strawberries. We've got strawberries in the house all the time.
You flew to Paris to have a big strawberry.
Yeah. I didn't.
You
not.
Did.
Flying you to Paris. I've said I love the strawberries in Paris.
So they're very tasty. So you're telling me you're upset about this story?
Of course I am, because it's really stupid and it affects the strawberries.
Will it affect the way you eat strawberries? Like, will you still go down and ogle a punnet?
Will I still drop a strawberry in my champagne?
Oh, God.
See, I knew that would cheat you.
Yeah. Do you know what? Here's my theory.
What?
You did it.
Oh,
You did it.
Are you calling Jane the dick?
I'm calling Jane.
What a dick.
I'm saying you did it to warn everyone else off your strawberries. Mm, so think about this. Everyone goes, don't get any of the strawberries. They could they've been tampered with. Jane goes up.
Gets all the good ones.
I'm no tamperer.
Jane's at home in a big pile of strawberries.
No.
Laughing maniacal.
No, I can't stand that stuff. It's just diabolical when people do that. Oh, anyway, it was one that was found, and I'm not saying that it's doing the rounds anywhere, but just... Most people are still cutting their strawberries anyway. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Except everyone in my house. Everyone in my house is just going, chomp. Oh, well, they'll soon find out.
Let it go. Huh. Whitney's here. Our producer, Whitney, how are you?
I'm good.
Who's the dick?
You.
Oh. What a dick.
What are you talking about?
Yet again, you brought in another soup today.
Now,
how dare you?
Whitney makes soup.
Whitney made a beautiful vegetable, lentil and...
Turmeric soup
yesterday.
Trying to get healthy.
Sure. And offered a beautiful steaming hot bowl to Nick.
I wish someone had put a needle in that.
What a dick.
Mick refused to have the soup that was offered yesterday.
I said no thanks, went down the road to Giddy Up. Big hello to everyone at Giddy Up.
You've never ordered soup in your life.
But I thought, soup, that's interesting. And I had a soup. Not realising I was walking back to the office to face a Category 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And then today I walk in, I go, well, something's a bit woofy. What's that smell?
Eating bloody soup again.
I had a mushroom and broccoli soup today.
It looked
again,
like crap.
It was really good.
Why?
It's the best soup I've ever had.
Are you telling us too?
Shot of vodka.
No, Mick can only have his vegetables mushed up like either a baby or a pensioner. So the way he has it is
no,
in a
that's
soup.
Not how I said it. I said the things I like in soups I don't eat otherwise. I don't eat asparagus or broccoli or all that
again,
other stuff.
Again, this man is over 50 years of age, man. Just remind everybody.
Get out. Get what are you going to make? Make me another soup. What are you going to make? What's your go-to?
You better, like, don't have any words like turmeric in it or lentil.
Yeah.
No, I'll make you beef. Not stew.
Well, hello.
Not soup.
Beef soup.
I might marry you.
Mexican beef. That's my specialty.
Mexican beef soup.
Why not soup?
We'll call it the old Chapo.
let's go to some calls.
I have my old Chapo, medium rare. Thanks, Whitney.
We've got a few people here.
And who's the dick?
Me.
Why? Give it to her, Dave.
Yeah. What a dick.
What have you done?
Well, I dressed up my son for book week, took the photos in the morning, sent them to the family, sent him off to school. Book week's tomorrow.
No!
What a dick.
Anne, that's the most excruciating thing
I've
ever
heard.
Was
he dressed as, Anne?
Harry Potter, which was great because it was my book week at my school, which I organised. So we took the photos together, the twinsies. Aww. I went off to organise my great day and then I get a phone call and no, I am that dick.
Well done, Anne. You sound
we'll
like
get a prize for you.
Yeah, I've got a prize pack for you. Hey, here we go. You can have yourself a DeWalt angle grinder kit. It's worth $597, Anne.
Hello.
You can get installed this Friday for unmissable deals on DeWalt tools. This
is
for
Father's Day.
You can make a Quidditch stick with that.
Yeah. Get on the tools.
I think I need it. I'm too scared to face my son when I get home now.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well done, Anne. Jimmy's on the line. Jimmy, who's the dick?
G'day, mate. It's me.
Oi!
What a dick.
What have you done?
Well, what I did is I went to a spin class.
What a dick.
I don't think that's it, Dave.
All right.
Well, it should be.
You went to a spin class, yes?
Yeah, 45 minutes later, I saw everyone with these spray bottles, and I thought, geez, I could do with cooling myself down. So I sprayed myself on the face, and my eyes started to sting, and it tasted like lemon.
What a dick.
What was it?
It was to clean down the bike.
Did you spray yourself with spraying wife, mate?
Yeah, there was a few people sniggering.
Dave, no, you really are.
What a dick.
That's so good.
What is wrong with you, Jimmy? Give Jimmy something.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way as well. You know what? We've got another DeWalt. We've got a spare DeWalt, so you've got yourself an angle grinder kit as well coming your way.
Thank you, everyone. Glory.
Thanks, everyone. Jimmy. Sorry we didn't get to you all because we spent too much time on the soup.
That's it.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy here. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy. Limo going to join us in about 30 minutes from now.
Limo's 50 and if he's had a party, I'll seriously
filthy,
lose it.
Aren't
better
you?
Not have had a party. We need to celebrate party. With him.
Interesting.
Or he's just realised no one had come. He's here. He's listening.
Oh, of course.
Be very
that's
careful.
Why we're saying it,
hey, now.
We're going to talk about
there's
something.
There's a story that's in most of the papers. It's not a particularly happy story, but it begs a couple of questions. Jane, would you outline what's going on?
In a nutshell, a well-known sort of, I'd say former WAG. Or
a sportsman, WAG, a former sportsman, former WAG.
They've broken up, unfortunately. Mm. And they're both public figures. And she
sad all round.
Unfortunately, it's been discovered that he's got moved on very quickly has another bird.
Oh.
Now, the issue that we were chatting about in the office is the wife of this guy, this couple, have very young children. Like, she literally had a baby last year.
Yeah.
And I just went, I reckon there is a girl code that if you're going to crack on to someone...
Yeah.
We'll probably not do it with a bloke who's just got a new baby. New
dad. So you're saying, and there's a possibility this relationship could have been occurring while there was a pregnancy? Or,
who knows?
We don't know.
We don't know.
But tampering with tampering. When you getting involved,
having a relationship.
With a married man who's got
young children, who's just had a baby.
On the tit?
Yep.
Is that?
No, that's not the way we would say it.
Sure.
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding.
Not even that. A woman who's just had a A couple have just had a baby.
I'm trying to work out what's the girl code. What's the girl code? What's the break in the girl code?
You know what? There's plenty of blokes.
You don't hit on a guy while his wife is got her hands full with young children.
Well, have I got it? No, the timing is awful.
Help me.
Don't crack on. First of all, to a married man.
Okay, girl code.
Let alone someone who's just got a new baby. That is like a double girl code.
Right, double girl code.
There's plenty of blokes around.
I apologise for my language. I'm just trying to get involved
in
the conversation.
I'm trying to explain it.
My heart's in the right place. I don't know how to express that.
We know your heart is always
in the right place. So that's a violation of the girl code. Now, I'm interested in this, 133353, because everyone always talks about the bro code. We know what the bro code is. There's so many rules.
Bros before hoes.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
That you don't break and that are expected of you.
That's right.
And the way you behave in public and when the girls are around. But the girl code, now I've never heard of this. It exists?
Absolutely it exists.
Can you give me an example?
All right.
This is fascinating to me.
Right. I'll give you an example. The number one girl code.
Yes.
Never steal your girlfriend's baby name.
Whoa.
Just don't do it. Now, there's one hard and fast way around
this. Has this happened to
anyone we know? Oh, it's happened to a few of us, maybe.
Really? Not
but
me.
But I'll tell you what. Here's a very, very simple way. And I've tried to tell this to every bird I know, woman I know.
Yeah.
Don't tell people what you're going to call your baby till they're born. It's very simple.
Yeah, okay.
Keep your mouth
because
shut.
Because if you do and your friend has a baby before you, look out.
Yeah.
That is going to be an issue and there'll be tears and it's broken up friendships.
What about this? Hmm. I'm in here.
Yeah.
Call your child a name that no one else would ever bother, like Clarabelle. Say, oh, my little girl, her name's Clarabelle. No one's going to steal that. You've got clear running.
No, but they might. They might because you've put a stamp of approval already on the name Clarabelle and they'll think it's groovy.
Are you saying me? That's a good that's a good one.
All right, now another good one.
Yes, please.
Helen's actually stolen my thunder.
Helen,
let's go to Helen. Helen, tell us what a girl code is.
Helen.
Hello.
Hi, Helen.
Ed.
Tell me what the girl code is that you've got.
Never get engaged at your best friend's wedding.
Correct. Correct.
Now, we had that. There was a
that
story recently.
That is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Where the best man proposed to his girlfriend
at the wedding.
In his speech at the wedding.
No.
That is hell's bells.
Terrible. The biggest stealing of thunder possible.
Helen, that never didn't happen to you, I hope. Exactly. Helen, did it happen to you?
No, but my daughter's worried it might happen to her in November.
Oh, gosh.
How do you can't get around that?
So it's all about stealing the limelight, is it? That's what it is.
The limelight.
Stealing the limelight. So women hate that.
I mean, that's the bride's big day.
It really is.
Don't do anything to mess with it. I want to ask you about your kissing dress. Now, was that a violation of the girl code?
Yes, it was.
Red dress, right?
The red dress.
If anyone who's never heard about the kissing dress, this is a good story.
Gather around.
Okay, go. I had a dress made when I was about 22 and it was red and it was called I wore it and I always cracked on when I wore it, right?
You always got
I got a patch, right, out of it. And I tell my friends,
got action in the kissing dress.
Yeah, and I say, and we all laughed about it. We go, it must be the dress. Mm. And one of my girlfriends said, can I borrow the dress? I go, sure. She'd borrow the dress, return it, dry clean.
She's kissing other blokes in your dress.
Yes, and this girl goes, it all worked. I kissed a bloke. You're right.
Yeah. So she
So the red dress, this is another person. So the red dress had a reputation. Mm-hmm. And I borrowed, I lent it out to girlfriends. They would return it. Mm. And said, thumbs up, always got
great.
A patch
well
in the
done.
Red dress.
Thanks for the loan.
A girl I didn't know very well heard about the legend of the red dress. And I reluctantly agreed to lend it to her, but I said, I need it back on Saturday night. I got a 21st.
Yeah, and I feel like a patch.
Yeah.
So Thursday comes, no dress back.
What?
Friday comes, no dress back. Saturday afternoon, I finally get onto her and she says, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I left it at the dry cleaners and it's closed. I was so annoyed.
So said the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
What has she done in your dress? Sounds like more than kissing.
So I go to this party not feeling my best because I'm not in my red dress. Guess who's at the party in my red dress?
Oh, no way.
No way.
Yes.
Monica Lewinsky. That's according to Limo. He just piped that one through.
Yes, well, what? She was in the blue one. There you go.
Are you kidding me?
So,
what did you say? Did you front her?
Hi,
like the dress.
That's unbelievable.
It's a moment I still remember this time.
I reckon
I
might have passed a chick in that dress.
Really? Do you still
back
have it?
Day?
I still have it in the cupboard.
This should be in some sort of Smithsonian sort of cupboard or something.
We
need to put it on display.
Give us a call, 133353. Girls, what's the girl code? Let us know.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking girl codes on Kennedy Malloy, and you can get involved as well. 133353.
Involving, it came to light because there's a high profile story involving an ex sportsman and a wag and young children. Jane thinks the affair is a violation of the girl code on behalf of the
wife, because
not the wife, the woman who's cutting the lunch
because you just go. Not plenty of fish in the sea. That's all I'm saying.
Not a young mother with children.
That's tough. Come on.
And yeah, you can do better than that.
You can.
So I got me inquiring in my mind how it works. What's the girl code? Because we all know the guy
code. Well, there's quite a few.
And we've heard a few so far, and some crackers, including your red dress
story.
I think there's an update on the red dress. Is it Liz? Liz, what do you want to know?
We would want to know what Jane did about the woman that had her dress on at the party.
Right, Liz.
All right, Liz, settle down. Now, Liz, if you're just tuning in now, Jane had a kissing dress. It was a red dress. And I lent it to someone. You can pass anyone you wanted.
And it was a really famous dress. Everybody wanted to wear it. I lent it to a woman. She said she'd return it because I needed to go to a party on a Saturday night. She kept saying, I'll return it. She never did. And she said it's stuck at the dry cleaner. I get to the party and she's wearing my dress. So she lied. And she's worn my dress.
Did you get any action that night?
No.
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, Liz, you want to know how I reacted?
How did you?
I was really cool and calm and collected. I was in shock. But I just, I think I had a Bacardi and Coke in my hand.
a weapon.
I didn't want to spray. I wouldn't want to spray because it's my dress.
It's your dress. You can't even tip your drink on her.
I couldn't. So I looked at her. She looked at me. She put her hands to her mouth and went white. And I just shook my head a bit and I turned around and then I just couldn't wait to tell my girlfriends at the party what had happened. Wow. She returned it the next day.
I'll bet she did.
Scrunched up in a Suzanne bag.
Oh, no.
Not even dry cleaned.
I'd get that down to forensics. All right. Thanks, Liz. There you go. All right. Girl code. What is it? Stephanie? What are you thinking?
How's it going?
Good, Steph.
So girl code, you don't help a girlfriend, especially a best friend, try and get with a guy and then message him as well for yourself.
Oh.
Has this happened to you, Stephanie?
It did.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, that's terrible. Cool. So someone was helping you out. And then cut your lunch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was she a good friend of yours?
Yeah, best friend of 10 years. Oh. But no longer friends.
You're no longer friends.
No.
See, girls take things very seriously and don't forget.
Are they still together?
Well, they didn't even get together. It didn't work out. He turned it down.
Give Stephanie a prize.
Yeah, we'll give you a prize. We feel bad for you, Steph. We've got a prize pack coming your way. And thanks for listening in Mackay as well. Nice to meet you.
I love Mackay. Hey, there used to be a copper up there called Mick Malloy.
Did
they? Yeah. Is he still there?
Not that I haven't ran into him, Mick.
Well, you should give him a look. He sounds sexy. Hey, do you have a partner at the moment, Stephanie?
I do.
Are you happy?
Oh, good.
4 years nearly, so very happy.
Let me know if that changes.
Thanks, Steph.
Lily's on the line.
Hello, Lily.
Hey.
Yeah, code, what is it?
Well, mine's a bit similar but a bit worse, I think. My best friend helped me through my separation with my husband. And then a few months later, was shacked up with him.
No, she was not. She was not. Oh, my God.
So she had her arm around you.
Oh,
and
Lily.
Was nursing and consoling you. And then across the road, whooshka, in there.
Mundo. That's exactly it. But we did end up getting together on got a few special ciggies together and ended up having a big night, all three of us. And suffice it to say, they're not together anymore and I'm engaged.
To him?
No, someone else.
When you say you got a big night all three of you, is that what I'm thinking?
An adult
big night, yeah.
So an adult's big night, like the three of you in bed together?
Okay, yeah. That's
fantastic.
Really? That's cool. I could talk to you for hours.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
that's a happy ending.
You need to do a podcast.
That's not a good
Hey,
stay on the line and talk to one of our counsellors. This is a great outcome.
Put me on with a producer.
Hey, good on you, Lily. I'm loving
this.
Well
done, Lily.
Jeez. All right. Jeez, Amanda's got a really practical girl code, never fail to.
All right.
Go ahead.
Fire away.
Hello. So whenever you see a girl and she's got either like a tag hanging out of her shirt or what else? Like
or her dress tucked up in her undies.
Dress tucked up in her undies, toilet paper hanging off her shoes. Yes. Doesn't matter if you know her or not, you have to go up and tell her.
I absolutely agree, even if you know her or not.
What if you're a guy, should you tell her, or is that not our business? Is that Secret Women's business?
What was that?
If you're a guy, should you tell her or should you just leave that to other women?
No, it's a women's thing.
It's a women thing.
But we do each other.
I don't know. Maybe.
What about if you've got parsley in your teeth or something like that?
I didn't tell someone I didn't know.
I was at the opening of an art biennale.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very arty crowd.
Right.
So I saw a woman walk out of the women's toilets, and she had like a dress tucked up into her pantyhose toilet paper at the back. And I went,
that's brilliant.
I'm not sure if this is part of the art.
That's true.
So I didn't know.
She was wearing an installation.
I wanted to tell her because if it wasn't, it was really tragic. And I just went, someone needs to intervene here. And I didn't want to be the one when she goes, this is deliberate. I am.
So you never know what happened.
Well, I never told her.
Oh, you just let her walk.
But she would have. She had a shocking moment come up. By the way, on that one, I told you before at bowling clubs, mm-hmm. what the old ones, because always used to wear petticoats. And if your petticoat was showing, they go, Edna, snowing down south. And that meant
your petticoat was hanging down.
I love that.
How cool is that?
I just like hearing you say petticoat.
What's Mike doing on
Girl Code?
Mike, Girl Code, what are you bringing to the table?
All right. The only reason why I'm calling is because this one's basically been bugging me for years. But yeah. Jane, you can confirm whether this is part of Girl Code or otherwise.
All right.
But we asked a friend at the time that I was married to my ex-wife then, for a friend to come in as the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Now, she knew she had months in advance. She had no plans of telling us that she was getting pregnant.
Right.
But she got pregnant before the wedding, so she was visually pregnant at the time of us getting married. So
now,
she's the big story on the day.
It came time for the photos. She wanted it to stand out because she wanted to be the center of attention.
Center of attention.
Reason. And it just gave us the shit. It's as simple as that. So she was actually a photographer herself, so she was trying to tell my photographer how to take photos of her and us. And we said, no, hold on.
Right, Mike, this is very raw still for you. Let it go.
Mike,
I really think...
Unless it's your baby, in which case I think it is right.
I think it's all right to point out and say, I might be a little bit boom-bar in your photos. Not only that, I will be as big as a house.
I would have just said, you're not in the photos. But it doesn't matter all day.
It's very hard to say that to a friend.
Sitting down in every single photo, she told the photographer, look, I can do other positions other than sitting down. And we said, no.
No, sit down and shut up.
But also, on the day, she becomes the big story.
That's right.
So everyone goes, oh, you're getting married.
Oh, how long you got to go? You're going to have the baby tonight. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, have a happy wedding. Thank you, everyone.
That was fascinating.
Yeah,
great
it was.
Girl code calls.
Little insight into the girls.
Yeah. A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo not far away. And by the way, you can keep in touch.
Contact us.
Yeah, read all your socials
we
on
love it.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at
no
Kennedy
mail.
Malloy.
Has there been a response to our girl?
You bet. Miss S says, thou shalt not wear same outfit as the party girl.
Well, sometimes it's hard to know what the party girl's wearing, but there is a girl code, I tell you, that my daughter and all the girls that have their school formals, you buy your dress, and it might be a year in advance or months in advance, you put it on a web page, everybody knows, that's my dress, nobody wear the same dress.
So there's a famous party in Hollywood, and it was thrown by the head of a studio, and his wife threw the party, and it was called a white party, and everyone had to wear white. So at the palatial mansion, it's full of movie stars and all the movie shakers, everyone's in white. When it comes to the party, she descends from the staircase wearing a red dress.
Oh no kidding.
How cool is that? And it didn't matter where she was or whatever happened.
That's
in the
really
party,
cool.
You could not take your eyes off her.
That's amazing.
Got a tweet from Damien Lowe. He says, was that the famous dress used in the famous office party sketch from The Late Show?
No, but the state I was in that sort of
really?
Was very similar.
All right, there you go. Now, we've got a whole heap. We're not going to do them now, Jane, but your cookie jar...
My lolly and cookie jars...
...has caused a sensation.
It's trending.
It's trending right now. Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
You see?
We will go and have a look at the photo, continue your comments, and we will get to this before this show ends
because
it's fascinating what piques the public's interest. When we come back, Limo!
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Strap yourself in. It's going to be a great hour all around the big brown land. We'll be taking calls from you, make no mistake. Hugh Jackman really shits me. I've been saying it all week. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to be talking about men who make us all look a bit ordinary.
There's a lot lately.
Calm the farm, you perfect dicks.
I like them a lot.
What else do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the number one cause of relationship breakdowns at the moment.
Right.
It's
Are you involved in at least one of these?
I'm involved in both of them, actually, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
All right.
Stick around.
Okay.
You'll be surprised.
Get to the bottom of that. We'll tell you course. We'll tell you trees. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Limo joined us, he reflected on a time not that long ago when the Aussie cricket team was in crisis.
Can you remember those press conferences? The whole country was against the three of them.
Oh, God.
Cameron Bancroft, he was the first, cried. And as a nation, we all went, he's just a young fella.
Yeah.
And then Steve Smith at his press conference cried. We went, he's clearly a good bloke. And then Dave Warner had his press conference and we went, still not.
Please welcome back, regular to the show, Limo.
Wonderful to be here.
And he can't catch either.
No, he can't catch.
Warner, he makes some runs, and if you're not making runs, catch the ball.
You know, they've
done something.
They've done a concussion test on Steve Smith. Do a concussion test on David Warner. I'm worried about him.
I could have played. I could have opened the batting for Australia in this test series and done that as well. Yep.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's just wait.
Dropped every catch that comes my way and not make any runs. Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Quickly, Steve Smith not playing because of concussion. Remember the old days? It'd be a wet towel and some sniffing salts. And you'd be back out there.
How many fingers? Three. Try again. Two. You're out.
And then those guys grew up and they got older and then they were just stuffed.
Oh, sorry, Jamie.
Do any sportsman's nights.
We're not as woke as you.
Classic of you to get bogged down in detail, Jamie.
Oh, really?
Harden up, Steve Smith. Kids would kill to play. Kids growing up dreaming of playing for Ashes for Australia.
Not his decision.
And you know what?
It's the
You're
new
in
rules.
It and you've decided you don't want to play.
It's the new rules.
Because you got a headache. Look, Dave took a day off, but he came in the next day.
Thank
right?
You.
Am I right?
I'm here.
Have a look at that, Steve Smith. Weaky.
Dave did refuse to sit his concussion test in case he failed.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a bone to pick with you lot, by the way.
What?
Well, you mentioned the fact that I turned 50 yesterday.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that with the nation.
Come on, be proud.
For starters. But then I got a little bit of this action.
Oh. He's turned 50.
Yes.
Is one of two things have happened here. Either he's not having a 50th birthday party.
What a dick.
Or he's had it and I wasn't invited.
And I wasn't invited.
Well, that's
and you weren't invited, Dave.
Nothing. Didn't hear a thing. Thanks, Limo. What a dick.
What a dick.
It was the genuine passion from Dave that upsets me the most.
Oh, you know I love you, Limo.
I like any segment, though. What a dick.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
That's a really good vibe. Yeah. Are you having a party? Have you had a party?
What are you doing?
I had a small gathering. It was
gathering?
Made, I just about... 220 people.
Oh, and, really? 200 people?
Oh, what? You guys, I swear, were 221 and 222. You were.
He's lying.
I didn't do anything.
It was yesterday. What did you do?
We had to go into all this trouble now. Look.
Oh.
There's a cake.
Happy birthday to you and all the rest of that.
Whatever.
Yes. Thanks. Actually, don't sing the song because isn't it copyrighted? You have to pay a fee, don't you?
Oh, do you?
Make a wish.
well,
this will be good.
I do want to let you know that's a rainbow cake inside. Yeah. I thought that was very apt.
Very nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hope the smoke alarm
ties back in. There we go.
Yeah.
What did you wish?
I made a
wish that you
made a wish that Mick never finds out about the party that I had.
Now, can I ask? You know, when it's someone's birthday, in our household, people have their favourite food. Like I said, what do you want for your dinner? My kids like to have lamb chops because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
They only get them on their birthday. Lamb cutlets.
Yeah,
that's their special treat. Some people like roast pork. What's your special?
My wife took me out to breakfast. Yesterday,
that was a bit stingy right off the top.
And then
the rest of the day. Well, then I did the back page on Fox Sports last night.
Okay,
so I had
a couple
of drinks in the Qantas lounge last night.
Oh, that's sad.
That was mine.
That is sad.
That's anyway,
sad watching Sky News on your own.
Oh my God, that's the worst thing.
In the Qantas lounge.
No, I was with a couple.
Life sucks.
Wow.
I was with a couple other people.
Your party.
Yes.
Just have it. And are you actually 50? Because the last party you threw was your fake wedding.
That's right.
Bali. Remember you got us all over to Bali to watch your wedding and I find out years later it wasn't a proper wedding. Yet you did everything like it was a wedding.
Yeah, well,
it was a commitment ceremony, wasn't it?
It was a commitment ceremony.
Well, that should have been a heads up.
So,
same thing.
I might have a 51st next year.
Right, yeah. You won't make it. I've had a premonition. You will be dead before you're 50.
What a horrible thing.
Seriously.
Hey, I'm starting to
feel. You know when you ever thought you can't shake it? Dead.
Don't say that.
Horrible accident.
But you know what I'm starting to feel?
Horrific accident. Burns. I'm seeing burns.
Stop it.
Be quiet. Sorry, Limo. I apologise. Risk behaviour.
Horrible thing to say to our guest.
Me staring into a crystal ball.
He's in a very strange mood today.
Go ahead.
His eyes are lighting up. I'm starting to feel old, though. I'm at an age where I'll go. I used to groan getting out of a couch. Now I groan getting into a couch. I now am at an age where I go to bed fully fit and wake up injured. So I'll go to bed fully fit, wake up, done a hammy.
What have you done?
What have I done? Oh, I haven't done anything.
You slept in a bad position.
I was at the dog park. I've done this one where I've tried to throw the ball.
Uh-oh.
For the dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's just out comes an involuntary fart. When you involuntary fart, you know you're getting old.
Yeah. Oh
and I've done
God.
That. I've had to apologise to a poor woman behind me. So now at the park, I only throw the ball like.
Behind you.
You throw the ball underarm.
Now I only throw the ball underarm because I'm scared I'll drop one of my duds.
I thought you said you might have done your shoulder as well.
You know
well,
what you should get? When are you old enough to get one of those chairs that goes up the balcony?
Oh, that's mystery. Oh, this is what I want. Cannot wait to have one.
Like a scooter, motorised scooter. Check. This is what I want. Give me the birthday
present.
There's
a few things you want.
Yeah. What do you call those wish lists at a wedding?
Yeah, like a bucket list.
No, at a wedding.
Bridal registry.
Registry.
Yeah, yeah.
My next party registry. I want a motorised scooter. I want a chair that goes up the wall.
Yeah.
You want a voice box?
Yeah, I want an electronic voice box.
An electronic voice box, even though you don't need one. And an eye patch.
I can see Mick on a bender on his motorised cart driving from Melbourne to Sydney.
And
in a lane on the highway.
Most people often have flags or something on their chair.
And Teflon underpants. Hey, we're going to take a break. Wait, we're going to come back and finish this.
We've hardly heard from you, Lima. I'm sorry.
We roughed you up early.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're not done with your birthday, by the way.
No, I've got a bit more on that.
Right. Limo's with us. More after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Limo's with us. Season 4 of Utopia starts tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC and also ABC iView.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Mm. We're still trying to work out why you... How old are you?
Yeah, 50, oh, don't 50, 50.
North of 50.
50.
It's up there.
Well, Jazz, I'm a day over 50.
Very brutal on a birthday.
You've changed.
He really is.
Oh, almost overnight, I reckon. Just even looking at you.
Just see
you look like a smaller. You look like a tinier version of Lima.
Well, you did. I'm starting to hunch over a little bit. Instead of I'm having a party, I'm having
ridiculous. 50 is the new 30.
I'm having afternoon
your
tea.
Your testicles a little lower. They just
This
is what happens.
That's why I can't wear shorts anymore. They just
pop out.
Come
just
on.
Pop out the bottom there.
I don't need to hear all this talk.
I have to tape one to each thigh.
I say, ladies present.
They're down there clacking away like an executive toy.
Stop it. I don't want that mental picture. Thanks very much.
That's what happens, Jane.
It's a little.
I don't care. I don't want to hear about it.
If you're learning piano and your metronome's broken, I'm right here.
He's grandpa underpants.
Excuse me. Hello.
All right, what's happening? So, how are you aging? Gracefully, would you say?
Down there is getting a letter from the Queen, so it looks about 100.
Okay, let's move on.
Are you combing over with your hair?
I've just been to Bali's. I had it plaited.
James.
You are pulling them out from everywhere, aren't you?
They pulled them out. I tell them, they'll be hanging around about his kneecap.
It's ridiculous. I feel like I'm sort of a weird stand-up club, and I'm the only audience member, and I'm not having a great time.
You should. It's a strong heckle.
All right.
The very strong
heckle. We've taken your sentiments on board. What are you doing?
Excuse me, sir. I'm not having a very good time. So Dylan Alcott, who I hosted the Invictus Games with.
Okay.
And we all know Dylan.
Yeah. Dylan who,
Logie Award-winning Dylan.
Logie Award-winning Dylan Alcott. He's three quarters.
For anyone who doesn't, explain. He's
professional athlete.
He's one of the best wheelchair athletes in the world.
Yes.
Is that
he's won the three major tournaments this year so far.
Mm.
In his division, if he wins the US Open, there'll be a Grand Slam for
tennis.
And I hosted the Invictus Games with him and Chris Barth last year.
You were nominated for a Logie. Yep.
Anyway, he interviewed Prince Harry last year and gave him a pair of budgie smugglers. Anyway, he sent me a letter that he got this week.
Who sent you a letter?
Dylan.
Dylan sent me a copy of a letter that Prince Harry sent him.
Oh. Prince Harry wrote to him.
Personalised letter. Dylan, congratulations on winning Wimbledon. I thought you were fantastic. Oh. Congratulations on all the work you've done for our troops, hosting Invictus Games.
And there's also, another guy you can hate.
Also, and he goes, and I hope that you he said, thanks for the budgie smugglers. I've got plenty of wear out of them this summer in the heat.
Right? Oh, good.
It's a bit of comedy from Prince Harry. Good gear. Anyway, that's the letter that Dylan Alcott got this week, my co-host from the Invictus Games. Yes. Do you know what letter I got?
Right.
I got a letter from the government, the Bowel Cancer Screening Program. Oh. I've got to poo in an envelope and send it back to the government. That's where our lives are at.
Good one. Can I just ask?
That is bad.
Don't ever bring up a royal giving someone a handwritten note in front of Jane because Jane wrote a handwritten, this is true, have you heard of this, to Prince Edward, who was her favourite, may have been barking up the wrong tree.
So when I was in year 10.
Because she thought she was a chance and got a letter back on royal stationery from some kind of footman.
From his royal secretary from Buckingham Palace, I got a reply saying, thank you for asking to be Prince Edward's pen pal. But he's very busy. He gets lots of requests. So back off, sister.
He's down the Epstein mansion. Hey, you're too old.
Yeah, you're too old. Exactly. You're 15.
Can you? Jeez Louise. So there. All right. Hey, that's a good story, mate. Ben, do your poo in your envelope because you're over 50 now. Happy birthday. Poo in his envelope.
I'm going to poo in it. I guess you chuck it in the letterbox. Is that how it works?
It's
really depressing. Don't talk about it. Hey, should we mention that you are in Utopia?
Yes.
It's on tonight, 9 p.m. on the ABC.
You're fantastic.
And
in Utopia. You really are.
Please don't try and do that.
It's him and Rob.
Sorry.
It's like a two-hander.
I'm
and
sorry,
brilliant.
Limo. I have to tell you, we had Rob Sitch here on Monday talking about Utopia, is what Mick had to say about you.
Oh, okay.
Utopia, I know, it's a fantastic show. It's a highly regarded and very popular. You're persevering with Limo. Is he? How's he going?
He's great. He's a natural.
No, but you know what I'm saying there.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I heard it. I know exactly what you're saying there.
He loves you. He thinks you're a very good actor.
Yes, he does. That's absolutely right. You, on the other hand.
No, I think you're wonderful. I really do.
You haven't seen any of the episodes yet.
I have. I've seen the first four episodes.
Give us something. Do you just fast forward to your bits or do you watch the whole thing?
No, just fast forward to my bits.
Do you do that when you get the script?
Same when I read the script.
I know so many actors who, when they get
a script. That's the only thing actors do. Are you joking? You get your glow pen and just quickly look for your name.
It's very good gear, though. The first four episodes are hilarious. And if you're interested or annoyed by government bureaucracy, every single episode is 100%
for you. It doesn't even have to. It's just what goes on in an office
as
well.
Do
you reckon most of these stories have been sourced from real or borrowed from the real world?
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. Rob and I, for a while, played a game called Is There an Episode for That? And things would happen after. So Utopia would go to air, and then 6 months later, the thing would happen in real life.
Like Very Fast Trains.
Very Fast Train, every time that comes up in the news, they grab a clip from Utopia to accompany the Very Fast Train story, and nearly always it's me impersonating a steam train in front of Rob, going, come on, it's a great idea.
Well, they'll be playing that and your in memoriam package, which I'll pay sometime this year because you are going to be dead in a year.
That's a terrible
call. Now, listen, we're going to go to a break, but you've got an idea for callers, and we'll explain why on the other side. Yes, but what is the idea for callers?
It is, look, if you have told someone ever to suck it up, only to subsequently realise that they're actually seriously injured.
Give us a call, 1-3-5-3.
All right, Limo's with us.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and Limo in studio as well.
Indeed, on Utopia tonight. Yeah. Give it a run. It's the high water mark of
It's on the ABC, everybody.
Comedy.
Have you heard of that? Yeah. It's the ABC.
still being funded, is it?
I think so. ITA's in charge.
What did you do to your wife? Is she your wife now?
We haven't done it properly yet.
What do you do to your fake wife?
We are in spirit.
we are in spirit.
You can call each other whatever you want.
We've been together nearly 10 years now. Anyway, I pick up the little fella from daycare. He's 3.
Yep.
And I get him home, and then we have a thing where I walk in the house and he goes, I can't wait to see mummy. And I go, well, I don't know if mummy's home. And Kel hides and then jumps out and surprises him, right?
Fantastic.
That's cute.
Last week, she's hiding and she jumps out to surprise him and she kicks the dining room table, and she's just wearing socks. Now, she doubles over in pain. She hits the deck.
It's like when you stub your toes so badly and you feel sick. Yeah. It's awful.
And she's gone down, and I thought, well, that hurts. We've all stubbed our toe, you know. But then she just keeps going. I thought, gee, you're really bunging this on. So I said, I'll get you some ice.
You're sympathetic. You are. You're a good partner, Lebo.
And then I look at it, and it's kind of, it's pointing a little bit the other way. It's like the little toes had a fight with the other toes. So I said, dislocated, I'll pop it back in for you.
Thanks, Dr. Lehman.
She goes, do not touch it. Anyway, I say, just it'll be fine, just rest it. Anyway, one thing leads to another. 5 hours later, we wind up in hospital with an X-ray. Jane, I'll show you this X-ray. I've got a photo of it right there. Check out the little toe.
Oh, my God. It's literally on an angle.
That is a clean...
Give me a look.
It's a clean break.
It's a clean break.
She wasn't banging it on at all.
Right through. Check that one out,
Dave. No sympathy for Kelly.
It was funny. I went out to the car to charge my phone because we'd been there for 4 hours. I come back in.
I've heard you complain about the time a lot.
And it was a long time. And I missed the X-ray. The X-ray guy grabs me and goes, dude, you've got to see this, and he takes me.
You don't want to hear that from your X-ray guy.
They get really excited with
a break. So you're saying you underestimated the extent of her injury.
I was kind of telling her to suck it up.
So we want to know, have you ever done that? Now, we've done this once before, and I want to play you a caller, a mum, who sent her child to school despite his complaining of not feeling good.
Yep, this is Caroline.
My son was playing tennis, the school went back and came home and complained about a sore back and sore chest. Didn't worry about him. Send him off to school the next day. He rode 5 kilometres to school. Kept ringing me during the day saying he had a pain in his chest. I said, I don't care. Get home. Rode his bike home. Rang again. And then I said, look, when your father gets home, tell him to take you to the doctors. About 5 o'clock that afternoon, he rings me and he says, guess where we are? I said, where? And he said, in an ambulance, going to the hospital. He's got a collapsed lung.
He got a collapsed lung. But he's ridden 5Ks to school with a collapsed lung.
Twice.
That's bad parenting.
After mum said, I don't care.
Yep. Hey, Guy's on the line. Guy, what was the injury in your life?
So I'm at the gym. One of the guys that has gone to the gym for a long time, I've known him well. And he comes over and he says, God, it's cold in here, isn't it? And I said, Keith, it's cold because you're not doing anything, mate. You've got to suck it up, get in, do some exercise, rah, rah, rah. He said, no, I said, I'm really cold. Like, I'm cold, I'm aching cold. I said, honestly, mate, you've got to get in, get some exercise done, you'll be fine. And with that, I left. Walked into the leisure centre the next night, into the main reception area, and I walk in and they go, did you hear what happened to Keith last night?
What happened to Keith?
And I said, oh, I had a heart attack. I went, oh, yeah, right.
So anyway,
I kept on walking. Then I went to where the gym area was, and there's like a separate reception for the gym. So I walked in there, and they said, geez, did you hear what happened to Keith?
Guy, and you were the last one to see him. Great call. Give Guy a prize.
Yeah, prize pack for you, Guy. Thanks for listening, mate. Appreciate that.
Hey, can we just cut time for one more? Let's go to Helena. Helena, yeah. Sorry, guys. We've got good. Yeah. We've got lots of calls, but we've just got time for you, Helena. What's the injury?
My husband had been out on the Friday night and he jammed his 3 fingers in the door and he was blind as a parrot. And I was a bit unhappy that the state he was in. And he said, "Oh, I think I've done something." And I went, "Ah, no, it's all right. Suck it up, princess. Just wrap the towel around and you'll be all right." So I gave him 2 Panadol, and then I just went to bed, and the next morning came up with a coffee and he said, I think you better have a look at it. It doesn't look good. I said, oh, don't carry on. And I said, well, show me. And I looked at it and I went, oh, look, anything to keep peace of the house. I think we'll go up to the doctor's.
Yep.
I rang and he lost the top of his finger, middle finger.
Helena, are you still together?
He passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, sorry, okay.
I'm sorry, so Helena.
A bit of a downer on the end, but up until then it was a barrel of life.
But Helena, you've got a great sense of humour because you're telling us the story
great
about
story.
Him.
Well, Helena, you're hilarious. And it's fond memories like that that will get you through.
You bet.
What was his name, Helena?
His name was Michael.
Well, hello.
I'm known as Mick.
Oh, there you go. What a good bloke. Good on you, Helena.
I'll come around and slam my fingers in your door.
Anytime.
On his anniversary. Good on you, Helena.
All right.
Yeah, give Helena a prize, please.
You get a prize back coming your way too, Helena. Great call. Appreciate that. Thanks to Limo, Utopia.
Thank you. Good on you, Limo.
9 o'clock tonight on the ABC. Check that.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to HSV Series 2 Sports Cat. You can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
Do not get me started.
What?
On the Series 2 Sports Cat. Yeah. So I saw this guy on the street. Dave.
Yeah.
And he was a tradie.
Yeah.
And he was driving a car. Mm. And it wasn't the sports cat.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah.
He is a dick.
Well, if he's not driving a sports cat, he is.
You know what he should do? Harden the F up.
Yeah. Wow. If you're serious about this, aren't you?
I am about this. And look, if you're not, leave the room now. Go and have a cucumber sandwich. This doesn't concern you.
No, it doesn't.
But if you reckon you got what it takes, if you reckon you got kahoonies that you have to get round in a wheelbarrow to get from A to B, then maybe, just maybe, you can get behind the wheel of a sports cat series.
It's
2,
amazing
HSV.
Confidence, isn't it, that you have to drive one of these?
Yeah. Well, you can't. There should be a special license.
Right.
That's not
actually,
just. It's not just
a really
road
good
laws.
Idea.
It just goes. Are you capable? Yeah. Are you hard enough? Do you have what it takes? Yeah.
But you know what?
Could
it
I
has?
Trust you in a jam?
It's got sports
are you a good
suspension.
Bloke?
Yeah.
And that means it gives an untruck-like driving experience. So you think because it's a big mother, it's a big ute. You think it might be a bit bumpy and a bit. Yeah. Oh. Mm. No. Smooth as
in the cabin.
Smooth,
mate.
On the road, it's smooth, like, even off road.
It's like weightlessness. It's like you're in space.
That's right.
It's like you're floating around, like you're on a space station.
It's a good-looking car.
Like a Buzz Aldrin.
You know what I'd like to do, though? It's not a truck, but imagine if you put monster truck tyres on it.
Well,
you
could.
Well, I'm going
to. A bespoke
I'm going to go and crush every other car in my street in the sports cat.
It's also got a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty and roadside assist. You won't ever need that.
Can I just say something?
You'll never
tear
need it.
Tear the warranty up. Set fire to the warranty.
Because you won't use it.
And then and throw it on the ground and drive over it, reverse back over it.
Because you won't need it.
And then drive off because you won't need it.
Do you know what? They're
These
such
things
good guys,
are
they offer
in
it anyway.
Bloody destructible.
Yeah. It's got this distinctive look too. It's got like the bonnet bulge. It's got the striking front fascia.
I've got bonnet bulge.
It's got the
what else has it got?
It's got the 3D grill on the outer inserts, the splash tray, recovery hooks, the LED fog lamps as well.
It's the big kahuna. Oh, it's the behemoth.
It's the one
owns
you
the
get.
Road.
It you just
There's
get
nothing
it.
Else.
No.
Get All with right. the plan.
Go to HSV.
Go, we'll turn up.
.com.
They may,
not,
they may turn you away. They may say, mate.
You're not up to it.
You know when you throw back a small fish? You go.
It's like when you go to a dress shop and they only have size 8 and below and they go, you're not. If you're size 10. You're not wearing our dresses.
Dreaming.
We'll have a look at you guys. If we think you've got the right stuff, you'll get sit behind the wheel. If not, keep moving, toots.
That's it. All right, we'll find your dealer, hsv.com.au.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Royal news, Jane. You've got an update. Prince Andrew, we've been promising this for days now.
We have.
What have you got?
Well, there's a photograph of the Duke of York, Prince Andrew, and he is looking out to check if anybody can see him. It's from 2010, and he is in the New York mansion of Jeffrey Epstein.
AKA House of Horrors.
Mm.
It's called the House of Horrors at the time that he was staying there. And the fact is that this footage, the photograph was taken in December 2010.
Yeah.
The Duke was then the UK's special representative for trade, and he stayed with Epstein in his New York home. However, 2 years before that, Epstein had been convicted of sex with a child and placed on the sex offenders register. So Prince Andrew
He was in
knew.
Jail.
He went to jail.
He went to jail
for a very short period of
day
time.
Release so he could go to his office.
So this is post that, the guy's in jail. Now, get this. The corridor in which the Duke stood to wave goodbye to a very young woman, which is part of the photograph, had a number of bizarre items apparently, including a painting of Bill Clinton wearing the dress Monica Lewinsky was infamously wearing when she performed a sex act on him.
Okay.
And a chandelier with a life-sized female doll hanging from it.
We've all done that. That's creepy. That's a good thing to have in
your entrance
hall.
You're telling me that Prince Andrew doesn't think that's absurd?
Nothing weird. Odd here.
All right. Well, let's hear. Should we just hear from Prince?
I don't think we need to.
No,
I don't think
we
need to hear from them. I think you've covered this. I think you brought the story in beautifully.
Well, there you go.
And now he's claiming, he's saying, I'm absolutely horrified. He's saying he's horrified.
And I would never condone anything like that at all.
Well, you did because you stayed there after the fact
Correct.
You knew he was a convicted sex pest.
Yeah.
Or whatever you call it. I'm going to defend Prince Andrew here.
How is that possible?
Well,
please, what do you want?
I feel sorry for the Royals today because in the old days, let's be honest, in the old days you would have got away with this. In the old days, Prince Henry had 8 wives, and if he didn't like them, he chopped their heads off.
That's right. Well, that's good old days.
That's what being a royal used to be.
Okay. So you think who's my
latest wife? What's she doing? Cut her head off. Thank you. Whatever you want.
Mm.
I think I'm going to take a mistress. Can you pop her in the flat above the pub next door, and I'll just sneak in through the special entrance?
Right.
This
is what you do when you're a royal.
This is
it's
what
just
you get.
Now yeah. with social media and
well,
cameras.
Well, now you don't get anything. You can't marry her. I'll start my own religion. Bang! Yes! You had the power.
Right.
Now, so you know what you get now? None of the perks, i.e. if you want to sleep with an underage girl, you should go to jail.
Yes.
But you still
in
get a camera
days,
poke
you
through your window. And I say, enough. They need some kind of benefit or leave him alone. But
poor Prince Andrew
he's
now.
Wrong
What's
era,
he
mate.
Do?
You should have been around in the good old days.
You know his penance.
He could have done what you like. He could have had your own sex chair. There you go. Remember the king who had the sex chair?
Yeah, that's right.
Built his own sex chair so he could have sex with two women at the same time.
He was too fat
to get on top. Yeah. So it was like a fun ride at a park or something.
He did pay a price. He married Fergie.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, well,
she got her toe sucked, didn't she?
That's a self-inflicted.
That's what I mean.
Maybe that's why she's the Epstein mansion after the toe sucking interview.
I think they're getting back together.
Oh,
do you think?
I'm done here.
Yeah, I'm done too.
Oh, there's your house of horrors.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Been a huge show today. If you missed any, look, you can get the podcast. That'll be up soon, available wherever you get your podcast from, maybe from the App Store. This is Kennedy
Malloy. I'm not getting involved today. The show started, it seems so long ago, with you showing pictures of your cookie jars.
I hand placed the Oreo cookies in a clear jar. I did lollies and then I did choc chip cookies. And I did it based on the way Khloe Kardashian does it because I just wanted to.
We posted it on Instagram on Kennedy Malloy, and now we've had enormous response. Richard Dixon, because your rule was you can only visit the jars twice. Here's his rule. Yeah. Can you only visit the jars twice? Question, each jar twice or 2 times in total visits?
Each jar twice. There you go. Each jar twice. And
here's your answer, Richard. Dave Wilcox, they'll all be gone when you get home.
Yeah, they will
5
be.
5 kids.
I have asked for an update, by the way. They're all home from school.
Nathan Blackledge, way too much time on her hands.
Well, that's the funny thing. There
it is.
I don't have a
yes,
lot of
you
time
do.
On my
I'll
hands.
I'll never hear you whinging again.
Yeah.
No. What about Brent Gresh? The Foxtel bloke won't leave. This is the guy who used your toilet.
Yeah.
Who would have used your toilet, come out, opened the jar and fumbled around
in
there?
If he had touched my cookie jar.
Okay, oh, is this a euphemism now? Or are we talking about the actual cookie jar?
I don't like that. They say they look nice. Tea and Citrus says they look nice, but surely anything Kardashian does is nothing to aspire to.
And Michael Mackay looks awesome. You should sell them at the school fates. Oh, you're allowed to these days. Tell you
no,
how to have a handling of food
license.
Because
I wouldn't
have
the ingredients in them.
There you go. And also Girl Code is getting a big response on social media.
Yeah, that's true.
Girl Code? Yeah. Someone's got one there.
Wolfie Everada says, isn't the first rule of the Girl Code to not talk about Girl Code? Oh, no, we need to know. Girls talk about everything.
Thou shalt not go to the toilet without another woman.
That's true.
That's a big one.
Always like doing that.
Fascinated by that.
Hey,
tell me what goes on.
Tomorrow on the show, the Struts are going to come in.
Excellent.
They're going to play live on the show.
That is the best song.
Take all your clothes off. No, down your underwear. What
are you doing? And Lee Sales as well.
Can I fight the toilet? What happened?
Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.